Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, the head coach of the BSU Beavers. Longer things stay the same, Tom, the easier it is to say that this is becoming your identity. You've scored first in every game. You're 7-0 in the league right now. To me, you've won seven games in this league almost in different fashions every single night. What impressed you the most from last night?
Again, I just thought our urgency in the third period. Once we scored, obviously, again, we kept our foot on the gas pedal. We continued to attack. I was really proud of the guys for that. And really, Schulze, I think overall, it just all three periods I thought were pretty good. And, there are probably three different types of periods. We had a couple great saves. We had some good penalty kills. We had some good power plays. We scored on a 5-on-3. Kind of like what you alluded to as far as the nine games we played, we kind of did it in a variety of ways last night.
You've been able to play a lot of guys in a lot of different situations. Short term, that's obviously great. Long term, what does getting freshmen and sophomores development early mean?
Well, I think first off, guys don't get content with their roles. They know that somebody's obviously, again, pushing them, so you're creating competition, which is healthy. Secondly, you want to make sure, too, we have kind of an experienced team right now, Schulze, so we have to develop players for the future as well.
There are no penalties called early, a bunch of penalties called late. One of your team objectives, though, is no retaliation penalties. You guys were able to achieve that last night. When you're winning games, you can't take retaliation penalties, can you?
Well, no. I think you have to look at your opposition. If they're getting some penalties that are ill-advised and you're taking advantage of them on the power play, obviously, again, that's what you don't want to do for them. So I thought we took advantage of that last night. And, we didn't score early on those power plays, but obviously we scored late. And that obviously, those were some big insurance goals.
You've played. You know that message is being preached to you. Don't take retaliation penalties. In the heat of battle, sometimes the brain can forget those messages. As a player, how do you train that brain to not forget?
Well, I just think, again, if you continually talk about it, as a team and, as a group, and they know it's obviously, it's important, it's an objective, it's just discipline. Guys just have to have discipline. And if they have discipline, it usually takes care of itself. But there's no question, Schulze, once in a while, things can go a little too far, and, you can retaliate. But, they just have to realize, too, you can retaliate all you want in college hockey, but you got face masks on, you've got unbelievable equipment that, is gonna save you from any type of injury as far as a punch or anything like that. So to retaliate, it really, again, at the end of the day, it doesn't do any good except it's going to put you in the box and it's going to harm your team. And I think guys get the big picture is all I'm getting at.
Without going through all the box scores from last year, I think you had five guys playing their first game up here last night. Hampus, obviously, Mike Soucier, TJ Ruse, Zach Whitecloud, Tommy Muck. As a group, how'd they adapt?
I think pretty good, and it helped last night having a lead in the third period. And I think we talked about it on our post-game show too, Schulze, that it was nice to get Mike Soucier in, even Leo Fitzgerald, who's on a penalty killer. We had some guys, we got them some penalty killing time, and we got them some reps, and which is good, obviously, for the future too, because we're losing three penalty killers next year in Nate, and Harmsey and Charlie. So those guys have killed a lot of penalties over the years. But I think any type of situation these guys get in early in their careers, it's just going to carry on later. And it is tougher for those guys because we do have an experienced team.
Tommy Muck to me is the composure of a veteran. How's he coming along?
Great. He can skate out of trouble, Schulze. He actually, Winston and I talked about it last night. No, he's a very good skating defenseman. He competes extremely hard. He can skate out of trouble. He moves the puck. He's got good presence of mind when he does have the puck. He's nothing flashy. He's nothing flashy, but he's just got good balance to his game. And he's confident out there. And, he's just, again, he is playing like a veteran.
More Tom Ceritori when we return. Benusa Pregame Show right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Ceritori. Game last night, Tommy, really dominated statistically by your veterans. Third period, they blew the game open. They've done it now two games in a row. You have three captains, but how did all the veterans kind of fill that role these last couple of games?
Absolutely, and again, those guys are and they're showing their colors as veterans right now, and they're coming through. And you want those guys to come through for you, and they're delivering.
How is your job harder or different at 7-0 as compared to 6-1?
Well, I think again, if it's 6-1, Schulze, it's a must win. And obviously, again, we want to win this because you want to try to create separation. You want to go into Mankato with some unbelievable momentum. But at the end of the day, too, you always want to, we've talked, you always want to win Friday on the road. You win Friday on the road, again, you know, now the pressure's on the home team.
Defensively, I thought you took care of the puck great last night. You agree?
Absolutely. And we actually had talked to the guys a little bit in the, between the first and second period. We thought we were neglecting the puck a little bit in the first period. And we just talked about crisis. You know, there's always going to be crisis situations. And, you know, you have to, they have to know, you know, internally, they have to know what a crisis situation is. That means, again, they can, it smells out there. We all know when something smells really bad. And it could be extended time in the zone. There can be a lot of different things going on. But they just have to make sure at that particular time in a crisis situation, they have to manage the puck.
There's no doubt that you and Lake State are the stories of the year so far in the WCHA. From afar, what are your thoughts on the Lakers?
You know what? They're playing well. I mean, they're putting up numbers right now, and they're getting all their offense generated. They have a young team. I don't know if they have. I think they have one senior. I think the Corielli kid's a senior. He might be a junior even, but they've got a young team, and Damon has those guys flying on all cylinders right now, and they're playing extremely well, and there's no question. He's done a remarkable job there.
I don't remember this league or any league for that matter where every single night, realistically, you don't know who is going to win a game. Rough on coaches, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's the way it should be. You're right, Schultz. It's rough on us, but it's the way it should be. And when you got good balance like you have in our league, anybody can beat anybody. You can never don't get too high, don't get too low. Again, every game's going to have different challenges. And but that's what's good for the game. That's what's good about the game is that, you know what? You know what? You just can't you can't rely on winning every game, and you have to play your best every game.
Brad Hunt got called up earlier this week by the Blues, has since been called back to the AHL. But, boy, talk about a guy who's just putting up numbers his entire career in the AHL.
Oh, he's just actually, Schultz, right now, he's been dominating the American Hockey League as far as a defenseman the last couple of years. And it's amazing, again, how far above the game he is at that level. And I'm really happy for Brad. He's just got great offensive instincts. He's such a world-class guy. And he's worked hard on his game, and he was only up for a couple nights. Didn't get any games, but you got the NHL paycheck when he was up there. So, you know what? That's you got to look at that a little bit too.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next here on the Beaver Radio Network.